This coming Shabbat is known as Shabbat Zachor, when we'll read the parsha from the end of Ki Tetzeh that deals with the mitzvah of remembering and eradicating Amalek. And the pasuk says, Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek, that one must remember what Amalek did to Am Yisrael when we were travelling through the Midbar after leaving Mitzrayim. But the question is, what does it mean to remember what Amalek did to us? So the Gemara in Masechet Megillah Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, as well as the Midrash Halacha in the Sifra of Parshat B'chukotai, says that Yachol Balev, one would assume that it means remembering one's mind what happened. But since the pasuk also says Lo Tishkach, not to forget, we should infer that Zachor means more than just remembering one's head, and also involves Befeh, verbalizing what happened. Furthermore, since the pasuk in Parshat B'Shalach says that the story of Amalek should be recorded as a zikaron ba'sefer, a memorial in a book, it follows that the way that the mitzvah of Zechirat Amalek should be fulfilled is by reading the words from a Sefer Torah. And indeed, Tosfot on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet says that there's a mitzvah d'oraita to learn Parshat Zachor from a Sefer Torah, and several other Rishonim also hold like that. The Rosh, in the 7th parak of Masechet Brachot, goes a step further than Tosfot and says not only is there mitzvah d'oraita to lein zachor from a Sefer Torah, but that it's also a requirement min haTorah to read it in the presence of a minyan. And he demonstrates that from the episode in the Gemara where Rabbi Eliezer freed his slave to make up a minyan, and presumably it was for the reading of zachor, because in all other instances the requirement of a minyan is only midrabanan. And this is also the ruling of the Trumat HaDeshen. On the other hand, it should be noted that the other poskim are of the opinion that Parashat Zachor doesn't need to be read midoraita from a Sefer Torah. The Rama in Siman Tafresh Pei Hei Sif Zayin says that Yesh Omrim, that means that some say that midoraita one needs to read Zachor from a Sefer Torah, and the implication is that not everybody agrees with that assertion. And certainly there are poskim who say that in the absence of a Sefer Torah, then one should fulfill the mitzvah by reading the relevant psukim from a printed chumash. Furthermore, it's quite clear that the mitzvah of Zachor, specifically on the Shabbat before Purim, is certainly not a din d'oraita. The Mishnah in Masechet Megillah says that we read Zachor on the Shabbat prior to Purim, but this is a takana of Chazal, that it should be read close to Purim, so as juxtapose the eradication of Amalek with the eradication of his descendant Haman. Some poskim hold that mid-d'oraita, Parshat Zachor, has to be read at least on an annual basis, and the Maharam Shik explains that the Gemara Masechet Bava Metziah asserts that a lost article is forgotten about after a 12-month period. So therefore, for a memory to be retained, it needs to be refreshed at least once a year. And he even says that in a leap year, when there are 13 months between Zachor and Zachor, one should have in mind to be Yotzei with the laning in Parshat Ki Tetzeh. But on the other hand, other poskim say that an annual reading is not necessary midoraita. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel says that to do this mitzvah every couple of years is also sufficient min haTorah. So this year, when shul attendance is rather different to what it is under normal circumstances, it's important to be aware of the range of opinions that exist. On the one hand, there's a view, and we should emphasise that it's a very mainstream position and should be followed l'chatchila, that Zachor needs to be read annually from a Sefer Torah in the presence of a minyan, and that Chazal will koveya that the way that the mitzvah d'oraita should be fulfilled is on the Shabbat prior to Purim. On the other hand, and at the other end of the spectrum, there are views that min haTorah, Zachor doesn't need to be read on an annual basis, or that it doesn't need to be read in the presence of a minyan, or that it doesn't need to be read for even from a proper Sefer Torah. So obviously those who can get to shul for Zachor should make the effort to do so. And I would suggest that the person who's going out and about at the moment for other important errands and reasons should regard Zachor as also being an important reason. But people who can't come to shul because they're vulnerable, or because they feel unsafe even with good social distancing, or because they're only leaving the house for essential rather than important things, they can certainly rely on the combination of the lenient views and read Zachor at home from a chumash. So what about women and Parashat Zachor? That's a machloket in the poskim, And I've recommended that this year, if it's difficult for women to get shul to hear Zachor because of the lack of child prayer provisions or that sort of thing, then even if they're usually strict about it, they can rely on the views that women have no chiyuv of Zachor. The Sefer HaChinuch, who's a Rishon, said that women are exempt because Zachor is linked to the mitzvah of fighting and destroying Amalek, and women are not obliged to go to war. But the Minchat Chinuch argues and says that A, for Milchemet Mitzvah, we hold that even a bride has to leave her wedding to go to battle. And B, who says that Zachor is linked to the Mitzvah of destruction? But Rav Soloveitchik in Harare Kedem defends the position of the Chinuch by suggesting that the Mitzvah of Zachor is primarily one of Talmud Torah, i.e. reading and learning the Psukim. And since women are generally exempt from Talmud Torah, it must be that they're also exempt from Zachor. So needless to say, there's plenty of lomdas on this topic. And in different communities, there are different minhagim about whether women who can't usually make it to shul ought to make the extra effort. Ad kan.